Good day, everyone. How have we been? I'm sure we are fine. And I hope the cold is not holding us down. Because this cold is not from this planet. Believe me. But that won't stop us from listening to Shibomi. So I'm sure you guys are fine. And I'm sure you guys are drinking hot tea. You should be drinking hot tea right now, because after this podcast, I'll have to drink hot tea, because this cold is much. It's unbearable. But you guys should just take care of yourself. And I thank you all so far for listening to this podcast and for the posting your platforms, and the links. I appreciate you all and I love you so much. I said something yesterday about my salvation experience, how I met God at the camp. Although that was not the motive I was going before, but later I met God and my brothers has been helping me so far. And later in 2019, I was waiting for my JAMB results. No, I was waiting for my JAMB to be admitted to a university, though. Although we went to JAMB obviously so many times, because my dad was like, I should not go to, I chose uni learning before. But my dad was like, I should move, go to University of Osun State. I feel like there was a reason why my dad had to tell me to change the school, to change this institution and go to another university. I believe God has a plan. You should not think because Osun is not as well to do school or something with that. I want to go to the best school and everything. Osun also, it's one of the best school. I must tell you that. It's one of the best schools. So I want you guys to continue to follow us on this journey, though. So, and also, after I was admitted, that day I was just at home and I saw the message. We did online screening. So then I saw the message. I was very glad. I was very happy that finally I'm going to school. I'm going to a new place. I'm going to a new environment. I'm going to see a new environment, new atmosphere, and all. And that day when I was going, all these farewell message that by your parents and brothers. And that day, everyone else was present, two brothers, my parents, they were like, Ogo, you're going now, that there are so many things we can meet in school, there are so many friends you see, there are so many things you have to do. And they also told me that, I'm in school to do two things, to serve God and to continue to be in line of academics, not to follow bad gangs, not to do the things the world to, I should be able to stand out. So those things have been in my mind since then. So my brothers also, they were like, I'm going to school now, because they finished school and they were like, there are so many things I'm going to face. So because they've experienced a lot. So they were like, I just take heart that God is with me. God is with me, that I should just remain steadfast in God's line, that everything will be easy for me, though I'll face some challenges, but I should take heart because God is with me. So when I went to school, I got to school and everything changed. There are so many people that contributed to my salvation experience. Sister Umi, that was my brother's school daughter. Sister Omi, and my brother had like three school daughters. They contributed to my salvation experience. They kept me in the line of God. I went to Baptist Student Fellowship. Although my brother, we attended different fellowship. Although he has finished, but we attended different fellowship. Well, I was convicted to go to Baptist Student Fellowship. So since then, Sister Omi has been helping me out with our friends, Tabisola and Sarah LC. I really love you guys so much. I love you from the depth of my heart. I will pray that God comes to help you all in the name of Jesus. And also, another person, Pastor La, he has been the best. Though we might not be that close, but he has been the best. He has really helped me so much. The day I got inspired, the day we had Freshers Week? JCF conducts Freshers, joint KCS Campus Fellowship. They conduct. So that he was talking to us, and I was feeling him, I really want to be like this man. I want to have some of his characters. Was teaching the word with confidence. I really want to have that confidence. So since then, he has been saying so many things that he has been like. Since then, I started to, because Sister Omi was close to him, I started to use that influence to also have an interaction with him. I started interacting, getting along and everything. So since then, there's some questions that bothered me. And it's someone that I ask questions a lot. Yeah, if any preaching, if I listen to any preaching and all, if I have some things that I don't understand, I really want to know more of the word. Yeah, so I pen down some things that I don't understand because I'm still childing, they're still drinking milk. So there are some things that I need to understand before I could grow. So then I started listening to some of their messages and started reading Bible. So there are some things that if I don't understand, I will have to ask him or ask Sister Omi. So since then I started growing small and small, and I appreciate them so much. I love them, seriously, I love them. But I don't want us to take things rush. You know me, that I'm not trying to bring any suspense, but you guys should just trust me that there's still more we are going to learn together. There's still more of the word we are going to discuss. We still have like how many days left? We still have like 4 days. No, we still have like 6 days left, if I'm not mistaken, or 5 days left, I don't know. But you guys should just come to follow me this journey. Yeah, there's still lots we are going to learn. Yeah, and I say a very big thank you once again. That you guys should have a sweet night's rest, and make sure you stay tuned. Going to stay tuned to this podcast. I love you all so much, and I pray may God come to bless you all for me in the name of Jesus. Going to share these links to your status, to your platforms. Yeah, and make sure you drink a hot tea this time before you sleep. Yeah, because I'm going up to Ghana. After this podcast now, right now, seriously, I need to drink tea, yeah, because this cold is like unbearable. Have a good night rest and sleep tight. Sweet dreams, you all. I love you so much. Peace.